This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back here on Sports Talk, Steve Geller along with Charlie Long, and happy to welcome in former Tulane linebacker and Sumer Sports senior NFL analyst and data scientist, Sam Bruckhaus. Sam, thanks so much for the time. Really enjoyed talking to you at the Radio Row during Super Bowl week. How's it going?
Yeah, appreciate y'all. I'm out here in Indianapolis enjoying a couple of steaks. You know, I got a shrimp cocktail from St. Elmo's on Monday, and you know, the shrimp just ain't the same as the Gulf, but boy, does that cocktail sauce clean your nose out. It's a very interesting thing. I can't say that I enjoyed it as much as my time back in New Orleans, but it was certainly interesting.
Great stuff, man. How did you enjoy the Super Bowl? Did you get to stick around for the game?
So I didn't get to stick around for the game. You know, it's a little easier to analyze and turn around stuff when you're watching it on TV. But I got to say, you know, you got to own up to it sometimes. I was wrong. I thought the Chiefs, and in particular Patrick Mahomes, were going to have a better performance. And in particular, I thought that their interior offensive line, which had been elite all year and has been elite 4 years, would match up better against the Eagles' defensive line. That didn't happen, and thus the Eagles had a blowout victory.
Yeah, a pretty impressive showing from the Philadelphia Eagles. It was nice to see Kellen Moore's offense also, too, on display, the new head coach of the Saints. Going into this combine, expecting, man, there's so many needs for this Saints club going into the draft. Some of the prospects that they could be looking at, though, one is very interesting that has popped up in mock drafts, is at the tight end position in Tyler Warren out of Penn State. What have you seen in this guy?
So Tyler Warren is what our scouts like to label a true joker. He's a guy who can play in line and block, and he's performed very well in what we like to call our Sumer scores, which are developed a little bit more objectively. You know, we use computers to do all that, and it's trained on years and years of scouting data. And he's been an excellent blocker, but he also can pass catch and be used in other alignments. In particular, Penn State would actually use him at the quarterback position, kind of like a wildcat quarterback a little bit. Here's what I'm worried about, though. The tight end position is not super highly valued in terms of APY, average pay per year, in the league. And the NFL draft sets the values at which these players have to be paid given where they're drafted. And as a result, if you take a tight end very early, you basically have to ensure that he is a top five, top 10 tight end in the league. A team that did it this year, the Raiders, Brock Bowers, that turned out to be true. He was borderline all pro all year. However, that's few and far between. Also, tight ends have a pretty long development curve, meaning it takes them a year, 2 years, 3 years to really settle in to the NFL speed, especially given they both have to block and receive. That's why I'm a little skeptical of the Saints drafting a tight end in the first round.
Sam, looking at the coaching changes that the Saints have made, bringing on Brandon Staley, who's known for the 3-4 defense, the Saints will have to draft players that kind of fit that. And right now on their roster, they're really lacking that big nose tackle. I've been, you know, kind of questioning the draft decisions about trading up every year. It feels like this feels like a good spot to potentially trade down from pick 9, but I'm not holding my breath, so to speak, because Mickey Loomis never does it. But there's one kind of defensive tackle, I think, that in the first round that really could fill that nose tackle role. And it's someone that Mike and I have talked a lot about as far as someone that could blow up the combine. And that's Kenneth Grant, the big defensive tackle from Michigan. I want to get your thoughts on him and, you know, his potential fit with the Saints if they decide to maybe move back from pick 9, because I think it's maybe a little bit rich for him there. But I think he's going to have a great combine, and he's going to be obviously a first round pick.
Right. So Brandon Staley uses a system very similar to that of Vic Fangio. The whole idea is we're going to play pretty soft coverage and cut the deep plays off, which they were able to do so effectively in the Super Bowl. We saw Staley be able to do that in his time in LA as well. However, you know, the nose guard position is very key. They have filled that in Philadelphia, for example, with Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, too. Just massive, massive players. And I think you're correct. The name, as you were describing it, that popped up in my head was Kenneth Grant. The interesting thing in terms of the game theory of it all is I think the Chargers need a defensive tackle as well. Jim Harbaugh coached him. They're losing their two nose guards, Puna Ford and Tyre Tarte. So if you are trading back, you got to be a little bit careful. Make sure you get a little bit above the Chargers if you want to get after Kenneth Grant. I saw Kenneth Grant at the Shrine Bowl. He didn't participate in drills or practice, but I can tell you he's a very big boy. And on film and in our analytics, he pops up as a difference maker. I think it's just going to be how is his size going to translate to the next level, and can he be a true three-down guy?
Looking at a guy that went to LSU, defensive end, outside linebacker, Braden Swinson, transferred from Oregon. And, man, last season with the Tigers really shocked everybody. 58 tackles, 13 tackles for loss, had 8.5 QB sacks. What are you expecting to see out of him at the combine, and where could he end up going in this NFL draft?
Yeah, so it's so interesting. This edge class is very packed in at the top of the draft. So you're talking about the guys like starting with Abdul Carter, down to guys like Mike Green out of Marshall, there's a potential that 6+ edge rushers could go in the first round. And so it's going to be interesting for Swinson and some of these other edge rushing guys, because I think they could potentially move up into like a day 2 slot, maybe more of a day 3 slot, early day 3 slot, depending on how they do at some of these drills and moreover how they do at the interviews here. Now, I will note, when we're looking at the combine, typically it does not have a super great correlation with production. At best, typically at the tight end position, which we talked about a little bit, it's like 30% correlated to production at the next level. That's not too much. A lot of the teams use it more as thresholding of where to put guys and how productive they can be. But altogether, I think his stuff is on tape at LSU. Again, he also has transferred from another place. And I know the Los Angeles Rams, for example, put out a full line of guys who all transferred and were able to be successful at multiple different places. I think that's all going to go into his evaluation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Sam, I'm really interested to see this week at the Combine is Will Johnson. You know, the hip injury kind of held him out for a chunk of this past year, but the 2023 tape is fantastic. He's got kind of a shorter range of, like, cone of uncertainty of where he could potentially end up. Because, you know, at the peak, maybe it's around, like, pick 5 to Jacksonville because their secondary wasn't very good this past year. But it feels like the floor for him is at, like, pick 11 with San Francisco and the 49ers with their question marks with Tre'Varius Ward. You know, as I mentioned, his tape is fantastic from Michigan, the cornerback prospect that, you know, maybe the Saints could potentially target him in the first round because moving on from Marshon Lattimore. Just want to get your thoughts on him as well.
So it's interesting. We're talking about true defensive talent, talking about Brandon Staley and Vic Fangio. He's really been underneath NFL guys for a while. Basically, this year, Wink Martindale, many, many years in the NFL. The year prior to that, Jesse Minter had an excellent year with the Chargers. And those are more, you know, interesting systems and NFL-ready systems. I think people are going to take that into account. I'm really interested to see what he does at the Combine. The thing that's interesting, and in fact, I'm sitting with former general manager John Idzik right now at dinner, and it's that there's a lot of cornerbacks in this draft, but outside of Travis Hunter, really, I'm not sure how many of them are going to be impact guys. And I'm trying to figure out who people are viewing as just a lock to be a guy like a Marshon Lattimore or to be a guy like a Sauce Gardner. It seems like people think that Will Johnson's ability to be very long, ability to make plays mixed with his ability that was shown under NFL defense coordinators has kind of separated him. But it'll be interesting to see how the draft falls, particularly with the pressure on the quarterback position to go up and get a quarterback for those teams that need it, and the edge rushing position where there could be a run pretty early in the first round. There's potential that he could drop. I currently have him going 6 to Pete Carroll and the Raiders. I think Pete Carroll has built all of his teams around a solid defensive backfield in my mock draft, which you can find on SoomerSports.com. But altogether, I think he's a good prospect, and I think people believe that he can come back from his hip injury that has put a measure of uncertainty into his projection.
Yeah, this corner class is kind of weird, Sam, because a lot of these top guys have that injury issue.
Right.
I mean, like Savon Ravel, for instance, from ECU's got the torn ACL, and then Benjamin Morrison from Notre Dame with, you know, the hip surgery and what's going to happen there with his physical. It's the what-if group of this class. But kind of moving on here, Sam, I wanted to ask you about one more prospect for the Saints at pick 9. I've seen him, you know, when it's not offensive or defensive line projected to the Saints at pick 9, I've seen this guy pop up a couple times, and Tyler Warren, I guess, also. But Teteroa McMillan, the big wide receiver from Arizona, interested to hear your thoughts on him. I've heard the comp with like Mike Evans and Drake London, that type of, you know, size and a true X receiver that the Saints are kind of missing in this offense.
Right. And I have currently Tet McMillan mocked to the Saints on SoomerSports.com. Here's my thinking behind that. You know, it seems to be Mickey Loomis talking at the Combine today that Derek Carr will be coming back. And that offense was pretty tight in the first couple weeks. And when the wheels really fell off was when the wide receiver position went down. Olave with the multiple concussions and Shahid, who was excellent, having a breakout year. Our analytics and our scouts both love him over here at Sumer Sports. And if you can add a third receiver, analytically, there's been some great research by my friend Eric Eager, who is with us at Sumer Sports and unfortunately is now at the rival Carolina Panthers. But, you know, I wish him the best a little bit anyway, though I may root against him twice a year. but he looked into the importance of having three wide receiver options. And I think that's really been a barrier to success for the Saints in recent years. And if they're really going to truly rebuild, and at some point Derek Carr is going to move on, given that he's a little bit older, he's a multi-year veteran, what better setup to do that other than to have some excellent young wide receivers? And I think if you can have three of those guys, Tech McMillan, Olave, and Shahid, if they're able to stay healthy, that can maintain a level of offense that may be able to push the Saints back into the playoff contention that Mickey Loomis has done for so many years.
Sam, you mentioned that your mock draft is up right now at SoomerSports.com. What else can folks find on that website?
Yeah, so we have excellent tables, obviously not updating anymore. We don't have any more games, but we have excellent tables if you want to go research it. Also, check out Sumer Brain. You know, people talk about ChatGPT and all this stuff, but when you ask it football question, it just doesn't know what it's talking about. We're training Sumer Brain to be an awesome fantasy guide and things that you just want to ask football questions. You can sign up for the waitlist now. Also, check me out, the Draft FM podcast. You can find it wherever. We'll be talking through all of this stuff. I talked about the news and notes to my mock draft. You can find a little bit more information about why I think Tech McMillan would be a good fit for the Saints and why they may make that move with their selection.
Sam, definitely appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of dinner, my man.
Appreciate it, guys. So glad to be back on WWL.
Thanks, Sam.
Sam Bruckhaus, former Tulane linebacker, Sumer Sports senior NFL analyst and data scientist. We got a scientist on the air with us today, Charlie.
He dropped some knowledge on us, that's for sure.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.